The gospel reading today is our Lord brings his apostles to Caesarea Philippi and asks that question of who do people say that I am? As I've told you before, we have to put that into that context. At Caesarea Philippi, there was basically a pantheon, which means all the gods. There is this huge cliff that is right there, and they had niches carved all the way along the cliff, and all of the false gods had their little niche. So that's where Jesus brought them, to the place where human beings would say, this is God, or that is God, or all of these gods, as the case may be. And that's where Jesus brings them to say, who do you say that I am? And when Peter answers the question that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, our Lord says to him, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. What is important about that is that the exact same thing can be said to you. In other words, we can learn what the Catechism says, but we don't believe just because somebody said it to us, any more than going to Caesarea Philippi and looking at the hundreds of false gods that people believed in because someone said, this is a god or that's a goddess. The fact that someone said it didn't make it true. And even if it is true, that is, for instance, we can believe in the Lord Jesus. If you only believe because somebody said it to you, that is, it doesn't go any deeper than that. Yeah, I believe in Jesus. Yeah, that's what I was taught. Mom and Dad taught me that. That's a great thing. Praise the Lord, they taught you the truth. But it needs to go deeper. It needs to get to the point where our Heavenly Father has to be the one to convict you of that. Not just to have this belief generically that, yeah, Jesus is God. He is. But what does that do to us? Does it change who we are? Does it change what we do? Does it really make a difference in our life? There's a difference between knowing and believing. Your parents or a priest or whoever it is taught you the truth, or you wouldn't be here. Somebody taught you that Jesus is God. So you know the truth. The question is, do we believe it? And if we believe it, that means we're going to embrace it, and it means we're going to live it. And that is the work of grace. Your parents or a priest or an evangelist cannot do that. Only God can do that. So they can plant the seeds, but only God, by his grace, can bring that into your heart. Now, there are a lot of us who are afraid to let it into our hearts. So the grace is there to do it, but we don't really want it because we understand instinctively that if we say yes to this, it is going to change our lives. It is going to require that we change our lives, and we don't want to change our lives. We don't have an option. As St. James pointed out, and as I keep pointing out over and over and over again, Satan knows that Jesus is God. There is no doubt in his mind that Jesus is God. He knows it. So the fact that you know that he's God, it's a great thing. But so far, you haven't gotten any further than where Satan was. Satan said no to God's plan. Satan was shown this little baby who is the Son of God, who was going to become the son of the Blessed Virgin Mary and take on our human nature, and he said no. He knew the truth. There was no problem with that. He had it all in his head. Well, he doesn't have a head, even though he's going to get it squished, but he had it all in his mind. But it never got any further than that. He didn't believe, and he couldn't say yes to God. That's what we each have to look at. We know the truth. You wouldn't be here today if you didn't know the truth. The question is, do you believe it? Has it gone from your head to your heart? Have you allowed that in? Has your life changed because of your faith in Jesus Christ? The answer to that last question is no, then we haven't let it in. As much as we want to object that we have, clearly we haven't. So that again becomes the importance of really looking seriously at that question. Because no one is going to get into heaven simply because they knew the truth. If that were the case, Satan would still be the highest angel in heaven. He knew the truth, but he wouldn't accept it. So what about us? We know the truth, now we need to believe it. We need to let it in, we need to allow it to change our lives so that everything revolves around the Lord. It's the point St. Peter was talking about in the first reading. God will, after we have suffered for a while, strengthen and establish us. We need to have that purified. We need to be able to really put that faith into practice. Because again, it's not enough just to say, oh, I think I believe, I think it's there. God's not going to test it. He's going to strengthen it. He's going to establish it so that it's not just, well, I think maybe. No, no. Prove it. That's what the Lord's going to ask. If it is there, he's going to help you to make it stronger. That's what the struggles and difficulties and problems of life are all about. Not punishment, but helping you to grow stronger because he loves you so much that he doesn't want in a time of difficulty for you to fall away, but rather to be strengthened and to be able to say, even in the midst of the difficulties, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.